Hello, welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Old Favors, an adaptation of a Russian folktale written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Isabel, Senna, and Ariana and their family from Calgary, Alberta, Julian Copeland and his family from Baltimore, Maryland, Callie, Tessa, and Zoe and their family in Alabama, Sammy, Summer, and May Stern and their family from Portland, Oregon, Avery, Huxley, and Tate and their family from Ojai, Zelda and Jay-Z and their family from Atlanta, Georgia, Nolan and his family, and Leo and Sylvie and their family from Brooklyn. Thank you so much, Sylvie, Leo, Nolan, Jay-Z, Zelda, Tate, Huxley, Avery, May, Summer, Sammy, Zoe, Tessa, Callie, Julian, Ariana, Senna, and Isabel. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or just tell a friend about us. You can also head over to patreon.com/stories and make a monthly donation. For just $1 a month, you can listen to all of our new episodes and our entire back catalog ad-free. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Kids are individuals with their own unique interests, tastes, and personal style. Help your kid look their best, express their identity, and stand taller with Stitch Fix Kids. Stitch Fix, the online personal styling service, now delivers children's clothes, shoes, and accessories directly to your door. First, you take a style profile quiz, which is super fun. I took it and I got to tell them that I love patterns on my clothes but hate jewelry, and then an expert personal stylist will send a hand-picked box of items based on my preferences. My first box is coming in a few days and I'm so excited! Stitch Fix Kids has every style you want in sizes 2T to 14, from sporty and preppy to boho and artsy, so every kid can find their own style. No subscription is required, so you can choose between automatic shipments or getting new pieces on demand. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. Discover new styles and find unique pieces with Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/kids/stories to try Stitch Fix with no styling fee and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box. That's stitchfix.com/kids/stories. stitchfix.com/kids/stories.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing. You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Old Favors. Once upon a time, in a deep Russian forest where shadows clung to the trees like cobwebs, there walked a boy. He wasn't a child anymore, not really, but he wasn't a man either. He was tall, but he hadn't grown into his height, so his limbs were long and gangly. Because of this, his friends all called him Goose. In fact, pretty much everyone called him Goose. These days, only his mother still called him Ivan. Ivan or Goose, he walked alone through the forest, whistling a tune to keep himself company. He had a trowel in one hand and a giant sack in the other, slung over his shoulder. He was out to pick wild mushrooms for his family. A lot of wild mushrooms are poisonous, so it was a dangerous task. Fortunately, he had been trained by his parents to know which would give you a full belly and which would make you terribly sick. Now, it was his job to gather mushrooms at least once a week. The family didn't have a lot of money, but the big, wild porcini mushrooms he'd gather were nearly as good as beef once his mom got a hold of them. She could work magic in the kitchen. Goose got hungry just thinking of it, his stomach rumbling sullenly. He'd only eaten breakfast an hour before, but decided a little snack wouldn't hurt. He pulled out a dried mushroom from one of his pockets. It was dusted red and purple with spices and smelled like roasted meat. He ate half in one bite, chewing happily and smacking his lips. He raised the second half to his mouth and then paused. There, in the brush of the forest floor, was a little orange fox. She was watching him with hungry eyes. Her fur seemed somehow dull, and her ribs were beginning to show. Clearly, it had been a hard winter for the little thing. "Hey there, girl," Goose said, regretfully moving the mushroom away from his lips. "You look hungry. Do you like mushrooms?" The little fox crept closer, one pale orange paw at a time.
"A mushroom? For me?"
she asked. She came closer still, but her tail swayed anxiously.
"Sure. Here, take it," he said, offering it out to her.
She took it and squeaked a "thank you" before stuffing it into her mouth and disappearing back into the brush. Goose smiled to himself and kept on walking. He managed to find a few good mushroom patches and had just settled into gathering them when he heard some men shouting nearby. At first, he was worried they were also mushroom hunters and he'd have to share his find. That was until a wolf with an arrow wound in one paw limped out of the brush.
"Help me! Help me!" the wolf cried when he saw Goose. "Hunters are after me. They've put an arrow in my paw and I had to chew it out. Please don't let them take me."
Without stopping to think, the boy set down his mushroom sack and then opened it wide.
"Quick, you can hide in here."
The wolf leapt in and Goose threw a handful of mushrooms over the top of him and tied the bag shut with its drawstrings. Just in time, it turned out. The hunters huffed up a minute later, bows and arrows at the ready.
"Boy, did you see a wolf come this way?"
Goose nodded and pointed behind him, towards the depths of the forest.
"Quick!" cried the other hunter. "We don't want him to get away."
They charged off in the direction Goose had pointed. When he could no longer hear their crashing footsteps and ringing shouts, he untied the bag and let the wolf out.
"Thanks for that, friend," he said. "You really saved me there."
"No sweat," the boy said, suddenly noticing how big the wolf really was.
"What's your name, kid?"
the wolf asked.
"Ivan, but everyone calls me Goose."
Goose, the wolf said slowly, and then licked his muzzle. "I've had goose before. It makes a fine meal."
"It's just a name,"
Goose said, backing away, hands raised. "I'm not for eating."
"I'm a wolf. Everyone I see is for eating."
He prowled forward a few steps. Goose backed up until he felt the rough bark of a tree behind him, blocking his way.
But I did you a favor."
"Old favors are soon forgotten. There's no good in helping anyone. That's your lesson for today. Pity you won't be able to use it."
He stalked forward again.
"Wait," said Goose. "You're wrong."
The wolf paused and chuckled darkly.
"Wrong? Wrong about what?"
"About there not being any good in helping people. Just because you still want to eat me doesn't mean everyone thinks like you."
The wolf stopped and smiled. He enjoyed a good argument, and, truth be told, he was a little worried about chasing the boy with his injured paw. Better to play along, he thought.
"Fine then," said the wolf. "How do we settle this?"
Goose thought as fast as he could, trying to figure out something clever to save himself. They always had such clever ideas in the stories. Surely he could think of something.
Let's ask the next three animals that walk by," he said finally,
just to buy himself some time.
"Best two out of three. They agree with you, you can eat me. They agree with me, you leave me to pick my mushrooms, okay?"
The wolf agreed, and there they stood. Goose tried to pick a few mushrooms to pass the time, but he was too afraid to take his eyes off the wolf for long, so mostly they just regarded each other suspiciously.
Finally, an old horse came trotting by.
"Hey there, horse," called the wolf. "Tell us your opinion, won't you?"
The horse paused, looking from the wolf to the boy.
"All right, but make it quick."
"We're having an argument about old favors and helping. I say it doesn't matter. The boy says it does. What do you think?"
Goose looked at the horse, fingers crossed.
"I worked for a farmer for years," the horse said. "I pulled his wagons when he traveled. I pulled his plows when he farmed. I did everything he ever wanted. And then, when my back was too weak to pull another foot, he sent me into the woods without so much as an apple to munch on."
"So," said the wolf.
"So I'm with you,"
the horse said, shuffling back into the woods.
"Old favors are soon forgotten."
The wolf smiled at the boy, his pale eyes sparkling.
"That's one vote for me."
"There's still two more to get," Goose croaked, but he wasn't feeling particularly confident. That feeling was only made worse when the wolf started cleaning his teeth, showing off the long, sharp, moon-yellow fangs. Thankfully, there soon came along an old hound. She was an ugly brute, with one chewed-up ear and a variety of twisting scars.
"Hey, dog," called the wolf. "Tell us your opinion, won't you?"
The hound furrowed her brow, looking from the wolf to the boy.
"My opinion? My opinion is you should leave me alone."
"And we will. But first, one quick question. We're having an argument about old favors and helping. I say it doesn't matter. The boy says it does. What do you think, dog?"
Goose looked at the dog. He crossed his fingers again, and this time he crossed some toes, too, just in case.
"There was an old woman. I guarded her home and protected her milk cow. Well, when she got too old to work the farm, she gave it to her son. He's allergic to dogs and kicked me right out. And now you're asking me what I think about old favors. Ha! The wolf is right, boy. There's nothing to be gained by helping people."
The dog said all of this without stopping, and she was still muttering when she disappeared back into the forest.
"That's two for me," said the wolf, baring his slobbery teeth.
One heavy paw at a time, he padded towards the boy.
"I think I win. Why bother even asking a third?"
"Asking a third what?"
piped a pleasant voice. The wolf and Goose both turned to see a little fox. She had pale orange fur and was a little too skinny. After a moment, Goose recognized her as the little fox he'd shared his mushroom with earlier that morning. She met his eyes and gave him a wink.
Asking about old favors?"
Goose stammered.
"We're not asking about anything," snapped the wolf. "The boy hid me from some hunters in his bag like a fool. He thought I would be grateful, but I'm just hungry."
He turned to look at Goose, his mouth lolling open in an unsettling grin.
"I'm always hungry."
The little fox looked from Goose's bag to the wolf and then back again, shaking her little head and tutting her little tongue.
"I don't believe it," she said. "There's no way you fit in that bag. You're a liar."
The wolf looked taken aback, his lips curled in anger.
"No one calls me a liar. Don't think you won't be dessert, little fox."
She rolled her little eyes and shrugged.
"Prove it then," she said. "Show me you fit in the bag and I won't bother you anymore. You can eat this smelly boy in peace."
Goose's eyes went wide. He wanted to shout at the fox, but she silenced him with a sharp look. The wolf huffed and threw up his paws.
"Fine, if it will make you leave me alone so I can finally eat."
The wolf snatched the bag from Goose and then climbed in. When he was inside, nestled among the mushrooms, the fox shook her head.
"Sure, but he tied it shut last time. There's no way he can tie it with you in there."
The wolf rolled his eyes and then roared at the boy.
"Tie it shut! Show her!"
Goose tied the bag shut and then cinched the knots down hard.
"See?" called the wolf from inside the bag. "Now can I eat?"
"Sorry," said the little fox, "but you were wrong after all. If people ignore the favors you do for them, that just means you've been doing favors for the wrong people."
She looked up at the boy and winked.
"Truth is, most good deeds get rewarded, sooner or later. Now, enjoy your time in the bag."
"What? Let me out now!" roared the wolf,
and he began to scratch and bite at the inside of the bag.
"That was amazing! Thank you," Goose said.
"And thank you for the mushroom," the fox replied with a smile.
She looked over at the wolf, who was starting to chew his way free.
"I think it's time you run home now."
Goose looked at the wolf, too.
"I think you're right."
And he turned and hurried home through the forest. And by the time the mean old wolf had managed to chew himself free, Goose, that is to say, Ivan, had been tucked cozy into his bed by his mother. And the wolf? He had to have mushrooms for dinner.
The end. Today's story, Old Favors, was a Russian folktale adapted for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, make a monthly donation at patreon.com/stories, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.